It's a pleasure to be here for Reflection Health. We're a virtual physical therapy company. Next slide. So as physical therapy is currently configured, it's inefficient in meeting the needs of a growing senior population. It's expensive, and it's inconvenient for those who seek it. Next slide. We're focused on the parts of physical therapy where the market is and where the money is, and that's hips and knees, typically after hip and knee replacement, but oftentimes before, back pain, which affects 8 out of 10 Americans, and shoulder, which either by replacement or by procedure represents another $350,000. So together, that's about $100 billion of spend in the U.S. Next slide. To talk about the team for a second, so I'm happy to and proud to lead about 50 engineers and clinicians together with a growing sales organization who've already been locally and internationally recognized. My CTO's from a PhD from Caltech who just finished his stint with a medical robotics company, and my chief clinical officer is a dual-boarded physical therapist who, until the relations with Chinese chilled, he was asked to train the Beijing PT staff for the Chinese Olympic team. Next slide. What we've done is we've taken advantage of low-cost 3D imaging technology together with image analysis, post-detection, skeletal reconstruction to be able to track patients and their movement in the safety and comfort of their own home, and run that up against an expert system so that we can, in real time, give patients real-time feedback about what they're doing and whether they're meeting a clinician's prescription for what they should be doing, document that, educate, coach, record, and mostly prompt patients to be adherent to the specifics of their recommended program, all in the safety and comfort of their own home. Next slide. When we marry that to an engaging avatar, which we've called Vera, for a virtual exercise rehabilitation assistant, we find that we can expose patients to the clinical expertise that they would otherwise get in face-to-face visits, but allow them to do that wherever they are, whenever they want, while we're clearly documenting exactly what they're doing against their prescription. We've also enabled a real-time telemedicine link to a battery of physical therapists who can review not only their complaints and have a discussion with them, but also review the archives, real-time data that the patients conducted while they were on their own. Next slide. So to link this to telemedicine, it's not just breaking the barriers of distance, which is routine in telemedicine, where you allow people independent of space to be able to access medical care, by building an artificially intelligent system that keeps their eye on the patient in three dimensions, we're able to break the tyranny of time as well, so that patients are free to do this whenever they like and still have the expert guidance that's stored inside the device and the algorithms within it. Next slide. So how do we assure market access? We try very hard to meet every patient and every provider and every payer where they are, which means we've done comprehensive use testing with homeless seniors in San Diego to make sure that the technology does not pose a burden. We manage the technology with sufficient sophistication so that no one is confronted with a technology challenge. We provide this not only as a leased technology service, but also as a tech-enabled full professional service. And then finally, we contract with payers either on a episode-based or at-risk with performance-based criteria. And that way, we can address the patients, the practices, the integrated health systems, the employers, and the health plans all where they are. 1 minute. Let's go. Next slide. And so why should we be paid? It's because we deliver proven value. We've conducted a randomized control trial, arm's length, by Duke Clinical Research Institute. 300 patients randomized, head-to-head to either inpatient, in-person, face-to-face physical therapy, or virtual-only physical therapy. Next slide. In that slide, this was not a cherry-picked version. We have people with BMIs up to 60. The average age is 66. And these are folks who would normally be seeking face-to-face care. Next slide. The end result is that in addition to saving about $3,000 per patient in healthcare costs, we also deliver clinical outcomes which are the same as, if not better than, face-to-face care, and something that patients love. They view this as a gift, not a takeaway. Last slide. And how do we do it? It's by decreasing readmissions, decreasing PT visits, home health visits, urgent care visits, and skilled nursing facilities. Thank you very much.
The 2019 Converge to Accelerate conference is brought to you by IEEE, the world's largest technical professional organization for the advancement of technology, Boehringer Ingelheim, passionately working to improve healthcare, NASCO, advancing digital health together, IPSI US, the Association of Independent Workers, for one, for all, partners in digital health, publishers of the forward-reaching blockchain in healthcare today and telehealth and medicine today. Special consideration to iWorker in